Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz's The Center After Show. We're so happy that you joined us this evening. As you can see, we're all in our remote locations across the Southern California, across the valley. This was an incredible episode, such an intense episode, and we are here for you, and we are going to break it down. So I have Ashley Dior-Jones here with us.
Hi, guys. So glad you're here. Thanks for watching.
I love your background.
Thanks. I had to spice it up. I was bored.
I love it. And then, so you're our resident scaredy cat. So I know this episode was probably intense for you.
Yes, I had to cover my eyes a couple times.
I'm sure. Every week. And then we have Nate Harris here with us, who is our resident kind of, you know, self-proclaimed FBI director.
Oh, yes, I am.
You are.
And a drama queen.
I'm so happy you guys could zoom in with us so we could talk about The Center. This is the seventh episode, and we're getting to the season finale shortly. So I wanted to hear what you guys thought of this episode. So Ashley, why don't you start?
Overall, I thought this episode was, I was on the edge of my seat once again. Like, I never knew what was going to happen. So many twists and turns. I mean, the most sinister moment this week was kind of, there was so much with like the courts and like the lawyers and the very last scene and him with his student and the haircut, which I kind of dig the buzz cut, by the way, but we can talk about that later.
We can talk about that.
It was an incredible episode. I was highly entertained, and I'm excited to hear what you guys thought.
Yeah, I know. It was a very intense episode, and we're also going to have our news and gossip tonight, and we're going to have our most sinister moment. We'll talk about it later in this episode. Nate, what did you think of this episode overall?
It was absolutely amazing. I was so mad. I can't believe I'm not watching it with my girl right now, because I know we have been screaming in AfterBuzz, like going crazy. But of course, I'm on Jamie's side, and so I'm so ready for you guys today, because I feel like Jamie is such the good guy. And I'm trying to prove you guys that you guys won't listen to me. So I'm ready.
We're going to have to hear your theories eventually. We'll get to it.
I'm ready. Let's go. I'm so ready.
So we open up this episode with a flashback. Ambrose is, as we learned this last episode, he was buried alive. So he's under the dirt, right? And he's having this flashback, and they've used this device throughout the series. Ashley, what did you think of this flashback of him with his family? He's having cereal. It was really creepy. What did you think of like the device of using these flashbacks?
Okay, so to be perfectly honest, I missed that part. I was having some like technical difficulties, so I only got into the show like 10 to 15 minutes in, just with like all of my technology issues. So you guys are gonna have to talk without me for the first couple minutes.
Nate, what did you think of that device of using the flashback? And it was kind of like his life flashed before his eyes, and so he's kind of having this moment. What did you think about?
Well, I think initially, like what the directors and the showrunners were trying to show us was just kind of like that he's kind of entering into that same thing, kind of what Jamie is, where he kind of just has these hallucinations where he might be near death. And he's seeing the things in the past that's like truly kind of bothering him and haunting him. Whatever it was with Jamie, they didn't really show too many past experiences with Jamie, except just kind of what he went through with Nick. But like we're seeing now kind of what Ambrose went through, which they didn't show us everything. But it's like he went through something with his father. And they didn't really explain, or I don't know if you got something different, but They really didn't explain with the girl, like, who that girl was. Was it his daughter? Was it his wife? Was it, who was that? And then what did he do to her? Because she said something like, I had in my notes, it's like, why did you leave me? Or like, why did you leave me? You know? And so what does that mean? Why did you leave her? And so I just think that's coming back up and just showing kind of the dynamic of how Ambrose and Jamie kind of are the same, where they go through the same stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit later about kind of Ambrose and Jamie's connection, because we see later on that they might have a deeper connection than we think. So we'll get into that. The biggest thing that we, like, I know it's an intense moment, but Jamie unearths Ambrose, and so he's alive in this episode, and eventually he gets arrested because, you know, that's Ambrose's job, right? He goes in and you know, has a confession recorded. Nate, what did you think of this? Were you expecting this to happen at this point in the series?
No, I was really shocked by it initially, but I wasn't surprised by it. So I was shocked. I didn't think, like when he started playing it to Vic, I was just like, wait, he really recorded it? But
yeah, because he burned the original confession, yeah, which he promised that he would. So I was like, okay, I thought, okay, he's done. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get a confession, but then he recorded it. So again, it was unexpected, right?
Yes, it was completely unexpected, but I wasn't surprised by it. But I felt that I was so in shock, because I felt like this was the time Amber was going to jump into Jamie's world. Like, Amber was full on in. He almost died. He recovered. And then also I want to add the fact that when he had the hallucination about Sonya, and I know we're going to talk about this later, but when Sonya was washing him or bathing him, mm-hmm, I also am thinking, because he was there in the woods, whether he was above the ground or below the ground, he was in the woods. And so my thinking is, like, how we're trying to figure out if Sonya's a part of this whole thing. Sonya, like, he could have actually been actually living that and not having a hallucination. But he was thinking he was having a hallucination, but it's actually Sonya probably helped him get out, clean them all up or whatnot. I don't know. That's just another theory that's coming
out. Oh, that's a theory. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out if Sonya thinks so bad.
I'm so glad I missed that.
It's interesting, though. You know, and then Sonya reveals that she has this picture of Jamie completely nude, and it's kind of like it's very surprising in the sense that she revealed this to Ambrose, and Ambrose gets kind of defensive and very upset. What did you think of this? Ashley, did you see that? You saw this moment?
This is where I caught up. Yeah. So I was kind of taken aback that Harry was so surprised and was so surprised and, like, so upset about it. I really connected with Sonya, like, when she said, oh, I have to share everything with you, but you can keep all of your secrets away from me. Like, that's not how this relationship is going to work. I thought it was very interesting that she opened up to him to say that, you know, that she would even share this portrait with him. So I thought that was, mm-hmm, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Nate, what did you think about this? Cause I know you think Sonya's involved. So is there something deeper behind the meaning of these paintings?
Yes. Okay. Well, okay. Behind the meaning of the paintings, no, I haven't came up with a theory of that one. I think there is. I think that there's just some weird, again, Jamie and Nick had this weird, intimate, emotional attraction, but that wasn't sexual. Hmm. And it seemed like Sonya had that same thing. Like, even on the last episode, it was like, can you come closer? And she's like, can you, like, it was like this weird sexual tension that they had, but they weren't actually, like, sexual, you know? But like Ashley said, I agree with you, Ashley. I think that Sonya was in the right. Like, I don't need to tell you everything, but the reason why I'm going to disagree with you is because I want to make it a little interesting, okay?
There you go.
I think the situation is a little different, okay? Ambrose, yes, she's being so selfish. You need to tell me everything. I don't need to expose everything to you. But it's a little different because of the situation, and he's a cop. Even though he's doing everything kind of off the books, it's a lot different, but it's like, wait, you mean to tell me the guy that you've been scared of, the guy that was driving to your house full speed, like, the guy that, the reason why we met or even in this position, came to your house and was naked, and you didn't tell me? And this was last week? So, like, from that perspective, I understand how Ambrose reacted that way, but yes, when she said, like, wait, so this is how this is working? Like, I'm supposed to tell you everything, but it hit me like, okay, I guess you do have a point, Sonya. I guess you do have a point.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a new relationship, too. They've only been... Yeah. together a few weeks. So really, it's like, how open are you? But they're also in a very unique situation where they're both involved in a case. Like, yeah. They both were either suspects or witnesses or some type of involvement in a case.
And this is a real character trait of Harry's. Like, he does this with everyone in his life. Yeah. It's like, you need to tell me everything that's going on with you, but I'm not going to tell you anything about what's going on with me. So I'm glad she called him out on it.
Yeah, and it's a negative trait of Harry's that, like, he just grapples with in every case that he takes on. He just kind of dives too deeply into everything and gets out of hand. And he definitely got out of hand in this episode.
I thought it was interesting that when she also checked him, when she was like, you don't get to judge me. Like, you would literally just let this man bury you alive. And he's like, oh, it's just so different. It's like, how's it different, dude? Like, so that's why I agree with you. But I also kind of see it the other way because he's a cop and they're doing something different. Also, I kind of think that this was enough because I was surprised that Sony even told him in the first place. And so again, kind of like in the past, when we kind of thought that Sony was just using Ambrose to kind of direct him away from like how she's involved, I thought this was another way where like, okay, I better tell him that Jamie came over where I'm like kind of getting ahead of it. He may question me like he did, but I'm actually telling him. And she went to say like, you know, I didn't tell you because I had to. I told you because I chose to tell you. And so I thought that was kind of like a psychological way of her trying to let him know that like, you know, I'm not hiding from anything, you know, because if you'd have followed another way, it probably looked a lot worse. So
yeah. So we have this moment when Jamie gets arrested and he's in jail and his wife comes to visit him with a lawyer. And so they have this conversation about how he has an infection or a sickness that is going to eat him pretty much, you know, eat him alive and kind of tear him down. And how did you guys feel how Leela's handling this moment and Jamie, because she knew about this and then finally he gets arrested. So there's been a pile of moments that have led up to this. So she was waiting for it and it finally hit. Mm-hmm. Ashley, what did you think about this kind of conversation of her just being really honest with him?
Well, I thought number one, her bringing in the lawyer was very interesting. So initially I thought that meant that, you know, she was going to do everything in her power to protect her husband, regardless of what he had done in the past. Because I mean, the lawyer, he was pretty cutthroat. Like he knew his stuff. He was very much a bulldog in the courtroom. So it sounded like she really put the best man in the position to make sure Jamie was safe. But then later on in the episode, when some things unfold, it's like, well, why did she go through all of that in the beginning? So I'm still kind of confused about her thought process. Like, how did she go from one extreme to the next? So that's something I'm still trying to understand from her perspective, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about that now because I mean, everyone's seen the episode that in the end we find out once Jamie is released, she puts a restraining order against him that he can't go near her. And so you're talking about that kind of contrast. And so, Nate, what do you think about this with this shift in her feelings for what he did?
I think initially when she came with the lawyer, she had good intentions, but I think Leela was just in a place of confusion where like, this is her husband. Like I loved you. I fell in love with you and I'm learning all these different things about you in this 2 week period. Some things are coming from you. Some things are coming from this, your weird, awkward actions. And some are coming from external sources from Sonia and Ambrose. So when I'm hearing all these things, she's probably really confused. So her like, for me, it's like, My thing, and the reason why I've been not mad at Leela in the past, just like, listen to your husband. Don't listen to all these other people that are outside. So I thought she had good intentions by bringing the lawyer. But then when they heard the recording, because I don't know if Leela knew about that, but Jamie didn't know that they had a recording of it. Mm-hmm. And so when he heard of that, and Sonia, like, it seemed like, not Sonia, Leela seemed like she changed her kind of feelings, were just like, you need to own up to this. Like, you need to just like look this in the like face and just deal with this. But she made like a statement, like, if you don't deal with this, it's going to lead to death.
Yeah. And when
but I mean, she, like, Jamie already confessed a murder to her.
To her, yeah. You know,
to her. So she already knew what he had done.
But this is a different murder, though. This one was for Nick. He confessed the one that he killed in the party, though. And so...
Yeah, but still, a murder is a murder.
But they're two separate murders, though. They're two completely different murders.
But all that happened by one killer.
I understand.
So pretty much she finds out that her husband has killed two people.
At that moment. That's what
at
I'm saying.
At that moment, yeah.
Yeah, so she finds out. She turns and is like, okay, you need to, like, now, because that's what she says, okay, this all makes sense. You've been acting weird since Nick came back. It's because you killed Nick, and you're, like, your guilty conscience is dealing with this. You need to, like, face this. And this is probably why you killed the second person. Like,
yeah, so in my...
going through her head at that moment.
Yeah, in my opinion, I feel like the most poignant moment in this episode was when she was with the other detectives, and I think it was like a caseworker, and saying, hey, here's some evidence against my husband, and pretty much saying that she'll probably most likely testify against him. Mm-hmm. And Ashley, did you have a thought on this moment?
Well, that was a little bit later in the episode, and I think going back to what Nate said, she was just terribly confused. Like, she was at her wit's end at that moment. I felt so bad for her because she did seem so torn because, I mean, this is her husband and the father of her child, and I think she just, you know, had to make a decision, and she chose.
Yeah. So we have, speaking of choices, we have Jamie... Jamie obviously can't go home, and he goes, and there's the scene with him in the bathroom with Nick, a hallucination of some kind, and there's scissors involved, and he cuts his hair, and I felt like it was somewhat of like a ceremonial dance between them, and this was the first time we saw Nick in a really long time. What did you guys think of this? Ashley, why don't you start?
I was shocked to see Nick again because, like we talked about last week, we thought once he had gotten that murder like out of the system, we thought that he had like moved on to another realm. But he was back, so I was like, okay, well, what does this mean? Are there still like deeper levels to get to this? Like, has Jamie not already like ascended to, you know, whatever position it's supposed to be with, you know, with this lifestyle? But apparently he hasn't. So I was just like, okay, here we go again. More drama.
Nate, did you have any reaction to that moment?
Yes. This is what... Okay, this scene and the first scene, after Ambrose gets out of the grave and they're sitting there and he confesses to Ambrose, yes, I killed Nick, and he's confessing the reason why he let Nick die, okay? He had a hold over me. I'm not going to push you like Nick pushed me. Nick pushed me and wanted to do things like kill people and all these things. And I didn't want to do that. This is why I left. And then eventually I started going crazy because my life is boring. I had no substance to it. So then I called Nick back. And then they get into this accident. He expresses why he pulls the breakup. Nick dies. I believe that when he killed Nick, or when he let Nick die, Nick now has power over Jamie. So when Jamie is killing these people, I personally do not believe that it's Jamie killing them. I believe it's Nick's spirit doing it. So at the end, when he's cutting his hair, we see Nick cutting the hair. Jamie isn't cutting the hair. And so when it's all said and done, we see Jamie kind of putting the scissors down. But I truly believe it's really Nick doing it, and he has no control at all.
So a thought for you, there was that scene. So Ambrose goes and visits Jamie in his during visiting hours, right? And he apologizes to him. And Ambrose has kind of experienced a moment with Jamie that's similar to what he experienced with Nick, right? And near the end of that visit, Ambrose had like a visceral physical reaction in connection with Jamie. Do you think that's a similar connection? Do you think now Jamie has passed it on to Harry?
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna agree with Nate's formula. So if we're putting Nate's formula intact, then yes, it's the spirit is just moving from person to person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just don't think that it has the complete power over him. I just think because Jamie's still alive, I think that when Nick passed and actually went to the other side, whatever that may be, which I can't really put a word, or I don't really know, but that's when he has the power to like literally make him move. Before, it's one of those things that was just like a force, like he would just convince him to do these dangerous things. But like prior, he couldn't convince Jamie to kill anyone. Like he could push him, make him almost get there, but Jamie wouldn't do it. Now it's like he has the power. I believe that the reason why Ambrose went and apologized is he went there and apologized because he's like, look, I know I need to get this guy off the street because Ambrose knew how dangerous it was, but he's apologizing because he knows, like, dude, I know that you have no control over what you're doing, but I needed to put you away because you may do this to somebody else because of whatever Nick or whatever the spirits are going through this whole process. So I don't know.
So you
think that's why he apologized.
Yeah, so both are kind of in the right in some way, you're saying. Ambrose and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame Ambrose for
okay. So I wanted to get... I wanted to get your all of your thoughts on Ambrose's tactics, because we've seen him in all of these episodes use different tactics to get information. He's followed Jamie around to parties, and they even bring it up, like he was at a party with like drugs, he was there when later that night a murder happened. Like there's all these things where Ambrose follows, bad stuff happens. So do you agree with like him as a detective, has he crossed the line in what he's done, and do you think he, you know, his evidence got thrown out, the initial recording got thrown out. Do you think that he's crossed the line in what he's done to try to crack the case? Ashley, we'll start with you.
I think Harry was apologizing to Nick for getting so close and for opening up and allowing Jamie to be who he is in front of him. I think he was apologizing for having Jamie be so vulnerable with him and being so open and trusting him, which is definitely a tactic that Ambrose uses. And I think even when the lawyer was calling him like a stalker, I mean, yeah, like he definitely kind of is, you know, like the tactics that he puts into practice are kind of unheard of. And, you know, I get it that he's just trying to crack the case, but at what point do you just, you know, go by the rule book, you know, and just, you know, figure it out the right way instead of going deeper. So I think Detective Ambrose definitely has gone too far in trying to get to the bottom of a lot of these cases.
Yeah. Nate, what do you think?
Well, since this is a show, I'm really big when it comes to the law. So I'm big on cops following the law when it comes to procedures and rights, and I'm really big on our rights. So even if I know someone murders someone and the cop does something wrong, I believe that person should get off. That's just naturally how I am. But in this situation, no, it's a show. I think Ambrose, everything that he's doing is perfectly fine. But I just think that he's doing it because he knew from the start, like whatever the spirit is, whatever this feeling is, he knew that he had some connection with Jamie. Maybe not at this level where he actually seen it after being buried under the ground and all that, but he had that feeling from the start. So that's why, like, he's like, I'm willing to go through all of this. Not to just arrest this guy. I don't think that's what his natural thing, like, I need to take this guy down. When he started realizing that this guy actually was a killer, he was a danger to society, yeah, then. But I just thought that initially he just wanted to know more about this guy. Like, maybe this guy is a bad guy, maybe he's not, but I have some connection I need to know because I'm going through the same thing. So all in all, obviously he went over the line, but I don't think that it was anything unlawful. I just think that he was really trying to get to the bottom of things. Of course, when it comes to the law, lawyers are really good at changing the narrative and making it look one way, but no, I think everything he did was in the right.
Do you think it was the right thing for the courts to make that recording inadmissible?
Yes, I think it was completely the right thing to do. Yeah. Because again, if you, like, let's get back to the real world. Like in the real world, like if we look through the same situation in the real world, like Jamie could either be a crazy person or he could be truly a killer. But if we want to keep our justice system completely justice, then you have to take those things out because we have a million perfectly good lawyers who are ethical, but we have probably 100 who aren't. And so we have to make sure the 100 aren't, so people aren't serving things that they don't. But again, I'm big on protecting people going to jail. It's like putting our dogs in kennels. And so, like, and this is why I've been fighting for Jamie so much. It's like, I promise Jamie is not a bad person. He has a good heart. But when it comes to killing people and other people are going to be in harm, no, we have to stop. You have to go to jail.
So to that point, you said that Jamie's really good at heart, But we see at the end of this episode, he's at the golf course and he swings a club. It's at Ambrose's boss, the detective, or the head of the department. So you're saying Jamie's good, but why did this, I'm assuming that this gentleman is deceased now. We'll find out next episode, but you're saying Jamie's good. Why did he do this then?
It's not Jamie. It's Nick. And now it's even more Nick because he cut his hair.
Ashley, what do you think?
I guess they do kind of have the same haircut now. So that's
yeah, they do. Jamie looks like he's lost so much weight.
Yeah, he looks not his best, but I don't hate it. But that's besides the point. I think.
Wait,
the first flag was like, why him? Like, why did you have to murder Harry's boss? Like, what connection do you have with this man? What has he kept from you? I don't know. I'm just very curious as to his intentions here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very curious situation because you wonder how. See, I was worried that he was going to hurt his wife because he just seemed really kind of out of his element and really like kind of emotional at that point, which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. But so it's like he had to go and do something, you know. I was actually, there was a moment that we didn't address yet where Jamie goes and talks to his old student, his former student, and the one that he gave the recommendation to, and they take a walk and they talk about, he tries to make sure that she continues in the path that he talked about. And this was a really creepy moment for me because I thought something was going to happen.
Me
so,
too.
Ashley, what me did too. You think about this moment?
I was very nervous for her safety. I thought he was definitely going to attack her or kidnap her or something. So, but I was relieved when I saw the relief in Jamie's face when she mm-hmm. said, you know, that she is better and that her parents are listening to her and she's going to take time, you know, a year off and like get her stuff together and then head back to college. And you could see like the relief wash over yeah. Jamie's face. So I really appreciated that moment. So he's not all bad.
Yeah. I felt like if they hurt her, I felt like it would have kind of made things not as effective, the story, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought she died for a second, girl. Where's my girl, Ashley?
Oh no, Ashley, you disappeared for a second.
Oh sorry. That's okay. Dying.
Oh,
I thought Jamie came to get you. I'm like, oh,
I know the spirit of Jamie or Nick. Nate, what did you think of that moment outside in the park?
Unfortunately, I was a little uneasy. I don't know. These are all theories I'm coming up with. Okay, I don't know.
I love it.
But I don't think that he truly was going to hurt Leela. He won't hurt his wife. He won't hurt the baby, and I don't think he's going to hurt Emma. So I don't want to say it's like a male-female thing, like who he's going to hurt. But I think that it's just – actually, no, I was going to say, well, I don't know. But no, I didn't think that he was going to hurt her. I'm glad that she did make that decision to step out, but I think that in the future, she may come over to the other side.
Okay.
That's just my prediction. But I'm glad that she's taking the break, and she's able to see and – but yeah, she can just stay away from him though, because she's uncontrolled. But I think that he should be loved.
He's kind of like unhinged right now. So let's, because you shared your predictions, Nate. So I want to hear Ashley's predictions on what you think is going to happen next episode. It's the big season finale.
Season finale, yeah. Well, what's interesting is in previous seasons of The Sinner, like there was some part of the story that was unknown, you know, like the mm-hmm. actual murder, but we've seen kind of all of that all the way through. So I am predicting that the finale will show why Jamie is the way he is and why Harry is the way he is. So I think we'll finally get some history on them both. And this will really kind of put everything into perspective as to, you know, why they made the choices that they made.
Yeah. Nate, do you have any other additional predictions?
I think we're going to find out more about Harry and his past. I also think that because another reason why I believe that he came back and apologized, I forgot I left this out, but also because they kind of were on Harry about this crime as well. Well, not the crime, but like they're on him about the killing of the the psychic.
Of the psychic, and yeah. So, of the kind of aiding in it, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I believe he got this confession and he recorded him. He's like, I need to get myself out of the situation. So I need Jamie to go in. So I think that with Jamie killing this guy or hitting this guy in the head, it may possibly come back to Ambrose.
Interesting. Okay.
I know it's way out there, but listen, we got to go way out there.
I love the theories. I love it. That's what makes it exciting. That's why we talk about it. We want the fans to share their theories as well. Who do you think is someone in charge of Jamie and kind of taking control of him? Is it Nick? Is there a spirit, kind of taking control? What are your theories? We want to know, because that makes it all the more fun talking about it.
Yes, we need friends to talk to us.
We do need friends. So we're going to get into our news and gossip. So Nate, I hear you have some news.
I do. We have some news and gossip. And so Matt Bomer, the one that these ladies think is so beautiful, which
he's very handsome.
But I know all you ladies love Matt Bomer.
He has those dashing eyes. You can't stop looking.
I don't want to look. I can't do that right now. Okay. So Matt's on my screen right now. So I'm going to turn to the left. So while you guys are talking about his beautiful eyes, I don't want to look at his beautiful eyes.
But I know they're entrancing. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. He's off my screen now. I'm not doing this anymore.
But all right. What's the news?
All you women think that Matt Bomer is so beautiful. He's even more of a beautiful person. Okay. So right now he's actually doing a nonprofit organization called Project Angel Food. And they prepared and they delivered meals to all the people who are dealing with serious, serious illnesses due to coronavirus. So if you are interested in donating to this, go to his Instagram, at Matt Bomer, or you can go to Project Angel Food. 100% of their clientele are serious ill people. So it's not like he's going to homeless individuals. These are people who are truly affected by the coronavirus. So if you guys are interested in donating, go to his Instagram, go to the website. Donate. We need all hands on. Everyone needs to get up and do their small part. They're 1/11th in this whole crazy epidemic that's going on, pandemic, epidemic, whatever's going on. So just a little bit, $5 will help. $1.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, it is so important to help those in need right now, to be kind to each other. We're all, the AfterBuzz Studios, we're still trying to put out content for you guys on all of our networks, online, on Twitter, on TikTok, on all of the AfterBuzz TV social channels, because we want to make sure that you guys have the content that you need to get through the next crazy 30 plus days. I'm hoping it's a shorter amount of time, but we're all in this together. So again, we're going to keep producing content for you week after week, because we do this for you guys.
Yes.
So
let me add this real quick. Sorry, Em. If you $93 feeds one person for 3 weeks, just to kind of put things into perspective. You know, you don't have to donate $90, but $9 can feed one person for 3 weeks. So
that's amazing.
Stuck for 3 weeks, that's kind of, put that into perspective.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I would also recommend looking into the homeless shelters around Los Angeles. They're asking for donations as well, because there's tons of people on the street that need shelter, that need help, that need our support as well, that don't have a home to go to. So again, anything we can do to help each other out. That's thanks, Nate, for sharing that. So real quick, I wanted to get your thoughts on what you guys thought the most sinister moment of the night was.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Ashley, what did you think?
So the part that I really had to, put my hands over my eyes was obviously the last scene when Jamie attacks Harry's boss. I was just like, why, for what? He's an innocent man doing his job. Like, why does he deserve to die? I thought that was horrific. But a very close second was when Jamie lured Emma out of her, wherever she was staying, and was like, come with me, come have a walk, it's fine, it's only a block. Like, that was my second most sinister moment. I was like, you can't do that.
Don't do it. Yeah, what about you, Nate?
It has to be Ambrose snitching. Oh, no. It is Ambrose snitching, but also Leela snitching. Both of them snitching.
Okay.
Ambrose, I'm saying it's a sinister moment because you haven't killed anyone, but you're just as bad. You're in this. And it's like, it showed at the trial where it's like, dude, the lawyer laid out everything, and yes, the lawyer made the narrative look all crazy, but like it was a reality, bro. Like, you've been chasing him around everywhere, and you win the politics. Like, that was the most sinister moment, because you were in this, and then you set him up to bring him down. And so you guys had a deal, you broke the deal. Every sin is on the same level. So if you kill someone and you lie, they're both sins. No sin is better or worse than the other one. So
all right. Well, I think, I mean, so my Nate, you and your stuff tonight. So I would say my top two sinister moments, I feel like the moment where Jamie goes back to the house and wants to get in, that was really intense for me. I felt like that was super sinister. It had a lot of like psychological depth to it. And then the second one after that would be the final moment with the golf club, that I guess we'll find out what happens next week, but that definitely got my heart racing. So thank you all for joining me tonight in talking about the center. I appreciate you guys coming from your homes. Where can people find you, Ashley?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Ashley Dior, D-I-O-R Jones. It's just me. Take care of yourselves, guys. Stay home if you can and stay safe.
Yes. Nate, where can people find you so we can keep talking about the center and all your predictions?
Yes. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's about it. Other ones, whatever. But at Royal Nate, R-O-Y-A-L-N-A-T-E _. Do not forget the _. And yes, please stay safe, wash your hands, and quarantine yourself.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. You can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller. Thank you so much for joining us for the Sinner After Show. Please join us next week as we break down the big season finale. It's going to be epic. You don't want to miss it. No. Please stay safe and be kind. We love you. Thank you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.